Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 18th of March 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above 2,000 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,000 meter, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,000 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs can be released easily by a single winter sport participant in all aspects. Avalanche-prone locations are to be found in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain above approximately 2,000 meters. The prevalence of avalanche-prone locations and likelihood of triggering will increase with altitude. Avalanches can reach medium size. Shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Avalanches can in isolated cases be triggered in near ground layers and reach large size in isolated cases. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on very steep west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,000 meters. Backcountry touring calls for experience in the assessment of avalanche danger. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of new snow and a strong wind from variable directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs formed in the last few days. As a consequence of a sometimes strong easterly wind, further wind slabs will form. Fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack on west, north and east-facing slopes. This applies above approximately 2,000 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Thursday, the 19th of March 2026 indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.